A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, June 19th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gande.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the CHAN soccer match between Zimbabwe and Comoro on Sunday.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
And of course, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe or www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
Again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the CHAN soccer match between Comoro and Zimbabwe on Sunday.
The finals of the 2016 edition of the tournament, which features only players based in their home leagues, will be held in Rwanda. Zimbabwe made it to the semi-finals of the 2014 edition, where the Warriors bowed out to eventual champions Libya.
The crisis-prone Warriors have made it to the semi-finals of the 2014 edition, where the Warriors, have actually made it on three straight occasions to the finals of CHAN championships. And of course, they did it under coaches Sunday Chizambwa in 2008, who took them to the Ivory Coast, while one of Zimbabwe's soccer greats, Madinda Ndlovu, repeated the same thing by taking the Warriors to the championships in Rwanda in 2011, before Ian Dibango Goroa took the Warriors to South Africa, that is last year, only to get them to the semi-final stage, where they were booted out by Libya, of course. Chris.
Yes, Blessing. Those who want to join in the discussion, if you want to join, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-077 and we'll call you right back. That number again, it's 001-202-619-2077. Blessing.
Of course, vachangotibata nhasi tinoda kuti tinge tichitaura pamusoro pemutambo uripo pakati peZimbabwe neComoro musi weSunday kuRufaro Stadium. Tinoda kunzwa kuti muri kuona sei mutambo uyu. Inobudirira here Zimbabwe kana kuti pane zvakawanda zvagara zvichinetsa vakomana vema Warriors zvikuru sei nenyaya dzemari, asi vakakwanisa kudya iwo Malawi 2-1 kuLilongwe uko svondo rapera. Chris.
Yebo kambe namhlanje njengokuzwa kwenu silo udaba lwethu lapha sixoxa ngenguqu ke siyazi ukuthi ngesonto ama warriors adibana wona le Comoros eRufaro stadium lapho esizwe njalo ukubana umdlalo lo ubumele ube $3 sokuthiwa kona sokuyi $2 lienelisa ke ukuthi liyawubona blessing.
And of course tonight we are lucky we have an in-studio guest Shaku of course he's from Comoro. Shaku, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you very much for inviting me on live talk.
Thank you so much. Of course, let's start with Shaku. I think many people in Zimbabwe don't know much about Comoro, I mean, in terms of their football prowess. If you can brief us on how good the team is, and do you think it can beat Zimbabwe?
Well, Comoro, I know, not only the football, a lot of people don't know about Comoro. Comoro
country,
is known by the famous coup d'etat, the country of too many coups, a small country. But the football itself is also a challenge because one should not forget it's small islands on the Indian Ocean between Madagascar and Mozambique. Most of its youth have fled the country to France mostly and many in Madagascar. The Comoro Union joined the African Confederation Football of Confederation, CAF, in 1979. And it joined FIFA very recently, actually joined FIFA in 2005. So it's almost 10 years now.
Yeah.
And it has been trying a lot. It's been playing mostly in the Indian Ocean against Mauritius, the small team to Seychelles, Reunion, and all that. So it has been a team which is not well known on the African continent. Now, when you talk of CHAN compared to Africa Cup, which was in Equatorial Guinea, so those are two different levels. And one thing which Comoro has is that when it is, I've observed in the last 4 or 5 years, as an African Cup, because it's allowed to bring its players. It brings its players from France mostly and Madagascar. But for CHAN now, the team has been announced. It doesn't look they're going to bring the team from France and Madagascar and other places. They're going to play from inside the country. And with that, it's a challenge because in Comoro, the first international level stadium is not that old. It's about 5 years old. It was built in Mitsamihuli. So we have only one stadium which has international levels, but the others which are in the other islands has not reached the level. So the challenge for Comoro is that we don't have infrastructure, we don't have good training, and activities are very little. We have a national soccer team, and we have the league, and altogether every other country has the same thing, but the fact that most of our young, talented people are in France, and they play in good teams, like in Marseille and Paris Saint-Germain. So I hope there will be a big challenge with Zimbabwe. We know they play with Malawi the other time. And
indeed.
And, yes.
Thank you so much, Shaku. I think, you know, giving us a complete picture, not only about soccer, but the country itself. Brilliant. And I think, Chris, we have two other guests joining us now. First, we have Mr. Kenny Ndebele. Mr. Ndebele, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Thank you so much for joining us. And I think we also have Mr. Mo Moyo. Mr. Moyo?
Yes, blessing. Good evening. How are you?
We are doing fine. And the good news is we have someone from Comoro. Shaku, I think you heard him talking about the nation and also their football history, which he says is fairly recent. Chris, you can start the ball rolling.
Okay. Let's start with Mr. Ndebele. Mr. Ndebele, we know there have been problems, you know, besetting the Warriors team. But from your point of view, what do you think? What's your prediction? You think they are going to give maximum pressure?
Well, Zimbabwe is ready to host Comoros on Sunday. Well, the problems are everywhere in terms of football organization and its management. But in terms of the preparedness, player-wise, we are ready. We have the coaches assembled a strong squad.
Mm. Thank you so much, Mr. Ndebele. Let's go to Mo. What are Zimbabwe's chances? You know, just training is difficult for Zimbabwe because the players and the association are always fighting. It's always the issue of money. And the players train for a day or two.
With the Zimbabwe national team, there's nothing new.
Yes.
I can tell you right now that Moses Chunga last played for Zimbabwe, I don't know, in 1993, 1994, but he's too old by FIFA at the moment. He's too old by FIFA. So there's nothing new in terms of the problems that are happening. And what I want to assure you, Blessing, is that that does not really affect the way Zimbabwe plays.
Mm-hmm.
We are used to that. In our local league, we always do all those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we just meet on Friday and we play a match on Saturday,
mm-hmm,
because of those financial challenges. Not the national team alone.
Mm-hmm.
It's also affecting the clubs.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, this is just a normal scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we don't expect that at the national level.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you, Blessing, there's no way Comoros can beat us.
Mm-hmm.
No way. Even if Shaku was talking about the French-based players who play for PSG or all those big teams in France, mm-hmm, even if they were to come and play with our local guys, they were not going to be.
Hey, listen, I don't think so. Be careful. Well, you know what? Comoros surprised Kenya. They went a draw 1-1 last year during, mm-hmm, the Africa Cup. And then they lost 1-0 in Nairobi.
Mm-hmm.
So I know, because Chan, we don't allow foreign challenges to come in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect Comoros to beat Zimbabwe, but I won't be surprised if they went to a draw. Because as you know, Zimbabwe has a problem financially and the teams are not practicing.
Mm-hmm.
Comoros also has the same similar problems. But I think so. It's a question of determination. Comoros,
yeah,
as a small team, what I've learned is that they want to show their determination. We are small, we have left behind,
mm-hmm,
but we're going to play with the spirit. Because,
yeah,
when you look at it, as a small team, you may say it was a small team.
Mm-hmm.
But the highest score that it lost, probably if I remember,
yeah,
was 6-1 to Mauritius.
Mm-hmm.
But when it played with other teams, it's gone to 2-1, 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't disagree. I'm not going to be surprised if Comoros loses it in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. But a draw is likely.
A draw is likely.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what about a win, but a draw I'm most more likely.
So when you gave us this picture of the Comoros, the problems and so forth, but is the government assisting the team?
Really, not really. The government has its own problems, just like any African government.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Football League Federation, which is run by Ali Turki for a long time. But the problem is that the government is not really behind. But lately, in such national team, it will try and help and all around, but not to the extent that you would expect to see big governments helping their national teams. And I think this movement is going away in Africa, governments not helping their national teams.
Mm-hmm.
We are seeing sponsors going in,
mm-hmm,
helping teams, and that's one of the ways. And Comoros will be faced with a huge challenge because I don't see a lot of sponsors. The government has to intervene.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Ndebele, you are a soccer administrator in your own right. You are the PSC chief executive. Shaku is bringing in a good point here about financing national teams. And the Zimbabwe national team has been struggling, no government support. And ZIFA itself, I think it's failing to attract sponsorship. What is happening, Mr. Ndebele? Why is there no sponsorship for soccer, which is the nation's number one sport?
Well, I think we must look at the issue from a macro national level. It's not something that only affects football or ZIFA in particular. Parastatals are struggling. Most companies are failing to pay salaries. It's not possible then for the corporates to come in and sponsor football when they are struggling to pay salaries of their employees. So it's a national problem, really. So we need to just appreciate that, get together. But if you look at it, we are running a league where we have 16 clubs and 240 matches played across the country every season. And the players who will be playing on Sunday are coming from these teams. Unfortunately, we probably might miss one of the boys who's going overseas.
Pumpizai from Chiefs United?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you'll understand that we are not bad. I think some of the things are being over-exaggerated. Mm-hmm. For a game like this one coming on Sunday, our season is almost halfway through. So the players are peak form. Mm-hmm. So yes, you need to train, but I think 3-4 days in camp is good enough for any national team to deliver results. Mm-hmm. Our main problem probably is funding away trips, especially looking at going to Comoros. That will cost us close to 100,000 on airfares alone. In terms of domestic home games, we need to get together as a nation and support the national team, because if we get 20,000, 25,000 people coming on Sunday at $3 each, it's enough to cover all the costs of accommodation, mm-hmm. preparations, and leaving us the money to prepare. So some of the problems, from my analysis, they are over-exaggerated. Mm-hmm. And then when you look, there are all the issues. And then now when people meet you in the street and you're coming from football, they think, look, you're getting a lot of money, misusing funds. There is no funding. If I will not get funding, because their main core is football development. So in terms of corporates, the few that are there, they want to see visibility, more mileage. Mm-hmm. And you cannot brand the national soccer team jersey. So the visibility is not much compared to sponsoring a club or sponsoring a league where you have 240 matches played in one season, compared to maybe 15 at the most for all the national teams.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Ndebele. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the CHAN soccer tournament on Sunday between Zimbabwe and Comoros. And we have an in-studio guest, Shaku. He actually hails from Comoros, and he's saying he's confident that a draw is possible. And of course, we have Mr. Kenny Ndebele, is the chief executive officer of the Premier Soccer League, and also Mo Moyo, a former Premier Soccer League player. We actually played junior football with Mo long back. You know, I can tell you, we used to train every day. Unlike the Zimbabwe national team.
I can see that.
Chris.
Yes, blessing. We have a listener. Can we now go to our listener? We have Slow Gift Spanda Osekezi. Kunjani Gift? Hello, Gift? Gift?
We might be having
It looks like we have a problem with this line. But my question to Mo Moyo, Mr. Moyo, you know, analysts, including yourself, are quite confident that Zimbabwe, the Warriors, will beat Comoros. But we know last week they pulled a surprise and beat Malawi after traveling by bus, all the way by bus. And now they face a team which is, I can't say minor, but
No, man.
So do you see this sort of driving some complacency in the team if they win this game, and going forward, don't you see some complacency, you know, creeping in, because you know, two wins in a row, if that happens, that is.
First and foremost, I want to say it was not a surprise for us to beat Malawi. Malawi, before we played them, they played 21 games. Mm-hmm. Ours was the 22nd game They only won five games. So we were expected to beat them anyway.
Yeah, even traveling by bus.
Exactly, even traveling by bus. They even arrived 5 minutes before the match. because they were not playing well. Mm. And for your information, for our players who are playing in the Premier League, and for those players that were called up for that Malawi match, I would certainly say, except for the guy who was born in London, that Nakamba guy,
mm-hmm.
everybody else has experienced that kind of traveling.
Mm-hmm.
We travel from Harare to Bulawayo on the same day, that's 500K. We played the game. We arrived probably 5 minutes before the match. We played the match and we beat Highlanders.
Mm-hmm.
So there was nothing new in terms of the traveling from Harare to actually those guys arrived in Blanta at 11:15 and they actually slept over in Blanta. I expected a win. Actually, you know, I had predicted a 3-1 win for Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, the guys failed to score the other goal for me.
Mm-hmm.
but this match that we are facing, I think with the kind of coach that we have at the moment, it's an opportunity for the guys who are playing in this match to prove that they can actually also be considered for the Confederation of African Football matches that are coming in September when they play Guinea at home. So I'm sure they're going to give their all. I'm sure the coach will not let the players think that because they are going to play a small team like Comoros, they should just relax and do that. I think he's going to instill this winning mentality into the team, and the team is going to win. And they'll keep focused for the next match against Guinea in September.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you heard it, Shaku, there. Mo is saying crisis is our middle name.
We
are used
on,
to playing
Ghana. Crisis is your middle name. Okay. But don't forget, and these people are from the island. They know how to swim.
Yeah.
They are swimming the Indian Ocean. And once they come out,
yeah.
you have to find them. The Selakant, the name of Selakant is the oldest fish in the world,
mm-hmm.
which was first found in the Comoros, but now it's one of the rare fish. Millions of years disappeared. So they're coming out now from the water. So Zimbabwe can say they are prepared or not prepared. We're going to give them a challenge.
Interesting. Who's here, caller?
Yeah, we have a caller. Gift Smanda, kunjani? Gift Smanda?
Hello?
Yebo, kunjani?
Yes,
I want to get out of here.
Yebo, ba.
Yeah, I will see Pimbono Ako, Momsla Lolovia.
That line is bad.
Yeah, it looks like we have a technical problem there.
Mm-hmm. And let's just look at the other qualifiers. Of course, there are 42 teams that will be competing for only 15 places because Rwanda is qualified automatically by virtue of being the host. So the other matches, it's Morocco versus Libya. Libya are the holders. And then there is Guinea, Bissau versus Mali, Mauritania versus Sierra Leone, Guinea versus Liberia, Senegal versus the Gambia, Tanzania versus Uganda, Djibouti versus Burundi, Ethiopia versus Kenya. And the match we are discussing today is Zimbabwe versus Comoro Islands. Then there is Lesotho versus Botswana, Namibia versus Zambia, Mozambique versus Seychelles, and South Africa versus Mauritius, Swaziland versus Angola. Kips. I'm used to Gibbs now. Chris.
It's okay. Anyway, the listeners should know that I'm actually standing in for Gibbs too.
Yes.
We have another caller, Blessing. I'm not sure of the name, but he's calling from DRC. Hello, kunjani? Siyaphila igama ngubani ba?
Igama ngihloka.
Oh Hloka. Kunjani eDRC Hloka?
Ya, ngihloka. Hayi, ngiyashisa man.
Ah, okay. Ungasiphi imbono yakho nge-topic esilayo lamhlanje?
Hayi, kokuqala sijabuleka ngezifo esibuthile ukuthi no into engathi yehlizwa ngoba abantu vele ngathi yabakhamba manje kuyahlupha, hayi ibatshayela ihlombe kulokho ya. Okwesibili, bese ngicela nje ukuthi sesikhathele athi ndisake sijabule ukuthi kwenaka i-special mina ngibuye egwanda ukuthi ke sizwe kwenaka lati tiye thathini kuthiwa isegwanda not ukuthi always uma sihloko sitravela siyakhona le Harare. But hayi abafana singemva kwabo nami ngithemba nje ukuthi bazawina. Okokuqina ngizaphambuka kancane, ngizacela ukuthi uKenneth Ndebele kuye kuzidlale ufundise isifundo akami ukuthi kuthiyeseli ama-teams ma bedlakele bekhuphule lokuzeni amafezi abake behlise njeloku sibele kusenziwa izifo. Siyazi umumo wemali vela woku kumele ukukhangela u-both side, singakhangeli one side. Ngiyabonga.
Hayi lathi sibongile. Hayi what is hle simbuze yena ubaba uNdebele blessing the caller is saying that yeah isibongile kakhulu. He is saying that you know why doesn't the Warriors sometime move away from these big cities and go and play in Gwanda for example. And then he says the other thing is asking Mr. Ndebele why doesn't PSL lower it's a gate fees like what you know they've done for Zifa has done for the Warriors. So I told him, well, we have him on the line, he's going to respond.
Yes,
Baba Ndebe.
Okay, it's a valid request which we probably need to discuss with all the clubs because the clubs are the ones that decide. We realize our numbers are not really increasing because 2012 we have over close to 650,000 people watching our games. In last year we had 495,000, so it's a sign that people are not happy. We will table that at the next board meeting and see whether we can look at reducing the gate charges. Of course, the clubs are complaining about the various levies that they pay. So at the end of the day, they are all probably getting the going off for a slight increase so that they cushion themselves against lost matches.
Lingathi fahla fahla nje ngesindebele ukuze umlaleli wethu kade efonile lapha azi ukuthi lithe.
Iye ngiyabonga ukukhulunywa ngumlaleli. Ngibonani amazwi akaqotho ngoba siyakhangela ukuthi abantu ababebukela imidlalo yethu ngo-2012 baye baningi kakhulu kodwa sisiyakhangela nyake ngisathola ukuthi bayehlile. Sizakufaka-ke emhlanganweni lokusuke ukhangelisise. Yikuthi nje bona bakhokhela amaklabhu bakhala ngendleko ukuthi kunemali eziningi ezithathwayo ngabalingazibemastadiyamu. Lamanye kugasha likahulumente la ziyathatha izifo ithathe so aye bezama ukuthi lawo bethole khonapha izuzo ukwenzela ukuthi amaklabhu ethole imali. Kodwa umbono wakhe uqakathekile, sizawuhambisa kubona abakhokhelayo abayi babasiqathileyo lathi ukuthi abantu bayakhala lathi siyathokoza ukuthi izifo yehlisile ukuthi abantu benelise ukubuya ngobuningi babo. Labo bantu bazafanele betshengise khona ngesonto ukuthi hhayi nxa kusehlile siyabuya, nxa kukhwelile ngasibuyi. Bengakhuluma ngalolo hlobo ngibona ngani lathi sizabe sisizwa.
Ah, okay, hhayi kwezwakala. Siyathemba ulalele labanye nje labo kade bele mbuzo efana blessing.
Thina mkoma Alford makadi siripo murufunga kuti mutambo unopera wakaita sei mangwana. Nemuswesandi. Mukoma Alfon, ndina kuti mumborambe makabata, tiri kudzoka kwamuri, handiti? Of course, Mr. Ndebele and Mr. Moyo, please do stay on the line. We'll be back after a short break. For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And this is Chris Gande. Please do stand by for this very brief break.